It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps project commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance. The history-making vote represented a significant cultural shift in tobacco-rich Kentucky and inspired other counties, cities, and towns to follow Lexington's lead. Today we look at the smoking ban from the point of view of the local performer. Michigan transplant Ben Allen has played music in various Lexington hotspots before, during, and after the city went smoke-free. Here, he's talking with his friend and fellow musician, Rob Theakston.
You know, coming down here, I moved here after the smoking ban was enacted, but it was a night and day contrast to what I was accustomed to. You know, every night coming home, peeling off clothes, and the next morning, you know, my room smelling like Parliaments, even though I had not had one cigarette that whole night. To be able to walk into somewhere, it was a very alien concept to me. But now it seems like more and more cities are adapting the smoke-free venue policy.
Right.
And I think the smoking ban was ahead of its time. But by and large, you know, a lot more cities, even New York, has pulled the plug on smoking in venues.
Yeah. Even in the bar scene, when it finally started developing, like with the Dame and a few of these other spots, the same sort of dynamic has occurred where people will go outside to have a cigarette in between bands, and they'll talk.
It seems as if Kentucky was famous for its tobacco culture.
Yeah. That's what Cynthiano, was their cash grow.
Everyone around you smoked. It was just a thing. It was almost... Yeah. As natural as your car keys. And it seems like there's been a shift as the export, like the product export, has changed. Was it like that for you growing up? It was just so commonplace for everyone to smoke. And do you think that carried over into our generation? And or do you think there was a sea change with people?
You know, my grandmother smoked. My folks didn't smoke. I didn't really smoke until I kind of got to college and was exposed to it. I don't, you know, smoke anymore. It's been a really long time since I have. You know, the whole evolution of that, I think, in terms of how it was marketed, probably when marketing was first, you know, developing, has a lot to do with it. I think also the pinpointing the fact that it was like already part of the culture and the way it was marketed to, say, Kentuckians, you know, was probably pretty easy. But, you know, I wonder if that's really a part of it now, given the time. You know, I think you're also talking about a highly addictive substance. I mean, it gets people hooked.
Do you think it was a good thing?
I like the clean air in a venue. I mean, it's as fundamental as that. I mean, I, as a non-smoker, for many years, it really does bother me, like when I'm around cigarettes. I do have kind of a nostalgia for the smell, not necessarily being in the presence of like a lot of smoke, but the smell, you know, it does remind me of my grandmother's, you know, smoking Winston's on the back porch, but that's a different type of deal. I am glad that it's somewhat kind of relegated, and it doesn't seem to really bother too many people like it did in the initial phases where they felt like, you know, I want to smoke wherever I want to smoke. Now it's kind of like that's become a part of the habit, if you will, like, you know.
I mean, you talk about the nostalgia, the imprint of your grandparents, you know, with my kid. And even your daughter, I mean, she's two.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, my son's three. And I would rather have them remember the smell of Speed Stick or like, you know, just like the smell of the laundry detergent that we used. Or, you know, like some sort of olfactory imprint that way rather than cigarettes.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
Local musicians Ben Allen and Rob Theakston talking about performing in a smoke-free environment. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at this same time here on WUKY.